Within months, the domestic sale of ivory could be banned in Australia. It's a move being applauded by conservationists. The federal government says it wants to stamp out the trade as concerns grow about dwindling elephant and rhinoceros populations due to poaching. But those at a major antique fair in Sydney last night say it'll simply push ivory items underground in Australia while doing little to address the poaching crisis in Africa. Gavin Coote reports.
It was about as far as you can get from your local garage or car boot sale. The antique and arts fair in Sydney last night attracted plenty of interest from those with a taste for exotic jewellery, rugs and original Brett Whiteley paintings.
But all little natural pearls for the
earrings. It's so stunning, I've never seen anything like it.
Many of the items on display are made of or contain ivory, and some buyers are conflicted about its presence at the fair.
Everyone steers clear of it.
I love it.
Bad investment.
I love it. But I don't know if I could buy any, I would, but I just, you know, it's too hard.
In Australia, it's illegal to import ivory, which comes from rhinos and elephants. But domestic sales of ivory are allowed. The Federal Environment Minister, Susan Lee, wants to change this and will hold talks later this year with her state counterparts about putting an end to the domestic trade. So what will this mean for existing items of ivory?
It's a time we've got to draw a line in the sand and say, OK, enough is enough now. But I think it's a waste of this product if we totally ban the sale.
Sydney dealer Kevin Daya considers himself a lover of elephants. He's also selling ivory tusks from the animal, dating back to the early 1900s.
It'll be a shame to see us lose some of these authentic products that exist here, and it's part of our social and collecting history.
At a nearby stall, Brisbane dealer James Stanton has dozens of ivory items, dating from the Qing dynasty to the mid-20th century.
There's a tortoiseshell snuff box in there that's from about 1860, but it has a very small ivory panel that's been painted to the point that you can't actually tell it's ivory.
Dr. Dewan Biggs is a Namibia-born senior research fellow at Griffith University who studies the illegal wildlife trade. He says the proposed Australian sales ban might be well-intentioned, but it's misguided.
We need to give real benefits and rights and a sense of ownership and a real voice in decision-making to the custodians of those animals that have a key role to play in their protection.
But many conservationists firmly support a ban on the domestic ivory trade. Sean Wilmore trains and works with rangers in Africa and Asia who are trying to protect rhinos and elephants from ivory poachers. He believes Australia can become a global leader on this issue.
149 rangers gave their lives to conservation last year. So let's stop any type of market that influences the death of both wildlife but also the rangers that protect them.
It's not clear whether the items for sale at last night's antique fair will fall under the proposed Australian ban or whether any such ban could be enforced. Sydney dealer Kevin Daya again.
How complicated do you want to make it? A lady's sewing case. What do you do? Take the stiletto out of it that's made out of ivory? It just needs to be sensible.
It's Sydney art dealer Kevin Daya ending Gavin Coote's report there.